The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, which player would win the Hunger Games?
Well, I win. I'm not going to bank on somebody else.
And whatever Ryan Griffin just said, Texans Buzz starts now. Time for Texans Buzz. We're so glad to have you. Big game on Sunday, big month ahead of us, and a big show as well.
Yes, Ryan Griffin, like you've never seen him before. Actually, that sounds pretty bad, but Brian Cushing's going to be on the show, Greg Mance, and a whole lot more.
That's right. But first, let's get you caught up with everything that happened at the stadium this week.
Do the interview with you, buddy.
Can you step in?
How do you feel about being?
I'm just trying to be the best. I'm just trying to be the best player I can be. The only player I can be in Houston, Texas, and just get my job done.
First time in Texas, you know, so they welcomed me to the H-Town. I never been here, so it was on the bucket list this offseason to get to Texas. Now I'm actually here, so, no, feeling good.
How did you go today?
I'm just trying to be the best player I can be, do my job, be the best Texas player I can be.
Did you have a nice practice?
I'm just trying to be the best player I can be out there on the field, do my job, and be the best player I can be.
How tough is it when you're dinged up in so many different ways?
I mean, this part of the season, I'm pretty sure everybody dinged up or beat up. But, you know, it's all about just being there for your teammates, getting treatment, and just treating your body for the most part.
Was it hard not to be?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get back and be the best player I can be out there this week and, do my job, help the team. I got you.
You know, this is the biggest game of our season. You know, I'm viewing our season right now as a one-game season, and it's a one game that we must win.
You got Jalen Strong over there, West Catholic. You got Will Fuller over there, Roman Catholic. But I was a public league guy. I didn't really get to see those guys. Public school guy, so grades were shaking up a little bit, but we got it together.
Shabazz is from Philly. He's right at home. There's also a few coaches that went to high school in Philly. Secondary coach John Butler, head strength and conditioning coach Craig Fitzgerald, both went to LaSalle High School in Philly.
I'm glad those guys have all that in common. You know who else has a lot in common? The Titans, the Colts, and the Texans all tied atop the AFC South, and it's a battle for survival, kind of like the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. Who would survive in a battle of the Hunger Games with the Texans?
If the Texans were in the Hunger Games, who will win and why?
What do you mean, who will win?
Who will win the Hunger Games?
The Texans.
What player?
What player? I'm just, oh. What player?
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Who will win and why?
I'm about to go with Yufamba Kamalu on that one. Just his background and his heritage just speaks for himself. Oh, he is Nigerian. So, next question. we can get into this. We can get real deep with this one.
I'm going to say Kush.
Kush?
Brian Cushing.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. He just go survive in any type of atmosphere. He got a motor. He can go out there and survive.
You don't know?
I don't have any crazy skills. I can survive in the wilderness, though.
All right, man. You got some life skills?
Yeah.
All right.
I can start a fire. I can.
Bear Grylls?
Grylls?
Bear Grylls?
The Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
Well, I win. I'm not going to bank on somebody else. What's your best skill?
Pretty skilled with a bow and arrow. When I need to be. Pretty resourceful. You know, I'm 320 pounds, but I can find ways to hide at times. So I think I'd be all right.
Big man on the move. Got to watch out.
If the Texans was in the Hunger Games, I think JJ will win because he's JJ. But I mean, second, maybe Kush because he's crazy. He'll do anything.
Shout out to me, Shane.
Shane Legless.
Vince Wilfork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of you, these are guys who I know are outdoorsmen who know how to survive, you know, in the wild, who can handle weapons, you know, with precise Oh, we can't say the K word, you know, with precise effectiveness, you know. So I would say it out of us three.
Okay, okay, okay. I respect that. All right. I hope I don't roll up on y'all, man. Shoot.
You ain't country. You can't survive out there in the woods.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Well, they wouldn't be in mine. I can't survive anywhere without Wi-Fi and electrical appliances.
Mark, if Dwayne Brown can hide all 320 pounds of himself, I think you'd be just fine.
Yeah, behind a tree.
Do you believe punters are people too?
Hope Shane Leckler is watching. And get to know Ryan Griffin.
And what's better than making waffles in the shape of an animal with the one you love?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's good, wholesome family fun.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. We love Ryan Griffin's touchdown leap at Lambeau.
Yeah, it was awesome last week. A nice moment in an otherwise not so nice game for the Texans. But let's get to know the Texans tight end a little bit better.
Leap up. Don't squat. Big fella here. Always on the spot. Try to tackle him, and it's one big whiff. He's Ryan Griffin, a.k.a.
Big Griff. All right, there it is.
Lambeau leap. Okay, let's talk about that. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. You score in the most hallowed grounds in the NFL. You're on the road. What happens next?
You know, it just so happens the Texas fans were in the right spot, so got to jump up there. They pulled me up, and, you know, we had a little party in the end zone there.
It's amazing what you can do when you're just infused with a lot of energy for your team and nothing else, right?
Yeah, energy, yeah. Yeah, a whole lot of energy.
Energy.
Sure, yeah.
Energy. We're not going to say what the energy came from, are we?
I got hauled up there, and I was just in the middle of just a mass of people. And, you know, I was just so ecstatic. I mean, I was getting beer poured on me. I didn't care. It was awesome. It was snowing. It was great.
You are a record holder.
I hold the most receptions in the preseason for the Texans my rookie year, I think, in yardage. But other than that, I don't know of any records that I hold.
You do hold that record. I was talking more about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich you
had from elementary school. Yes. I'm actually a record holder in my old elementary school. I've eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in one bite. Yeah, that one's still in the record books, too. And, you know, I had all my classmates asking me to sign their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches after that. So
how old were you?
Cool. Well, I was in fifth grade, so it must have been, what, 12 years old? Something.
So, fifth grade, 12 years old, you're in your mid-20s now, you're a big fella. No problem, right?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, man.
Okay, to be fair, that was a bigger sandwich than I think what you dealt with back in the 90s.
That was some giant bread there.
Yeah, but that's good. It's impressive. What would make one want to do it in one bite? I mean, why would you...
So it was a dare. Okay. You know how it goes on the playground.
Most good things start with a dare. You know?
Yeah.
Officer Griffin, you've been known to patrol the streets, the mean streets of Londonderry, New Hampshire, and maybe break up some parties, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know where you're getting this info, but... You know, my first car when I was 16 years old was an old Crown Victoria, and we got it at a police auction for cheap, and so I had the spotlight and the push bumper on it and everything, so I would roll up to the underage parties, you know, fun parties, and with the spotlight on the house, and I'd see the kids scatter everywhere in the forest and the woods and stuff, and I'd go in the party with it empty, you know, so it was good times, but that was some fun. From Shannon. Pancakes or waffles? I gotta go with waffles here, especially fun shapes, animal shapes to be exact.
Why would you choose waffles shaped like an animal?
Yeah, well, we picked up, me and my fiance picked up a little waffle maker, a cheap one that's in the animal shapes, and they just taste that much better, you know, than when they're in the shape of an animal, for whatever reason.
And what's better than making waffles in the shape of an animal with the one you love?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's good, wholesome family fun.
Time to play Say What.
Say What!
Presented by I.W. Marks.
Not burritos.
Tacos.
There you go. You shake it and it gives you
salt.
A fortune. In a purple dye.
Magic K-Ball.
New Hampshire native. Grown-ups. Mr. Deeds.
Oh, Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler. I said Magic K-Ball.
Another New Hampshire native. It's snowing outside, and you roll up big balls, and you put them on top of
Frosty
each other.
Frosty Snowman.
There you go.
Frosty's from New Hampshire?
Sure, yes. UConn.
Huskies.
Yes. We got Will Smith playing basketball outside of
Fresh
school.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
There it is. We got Bruce Willis flying
Die Hard.
It. There it is. We got the man himself, my position coach. He needs no introduction.
John Perry.
There it is.
That was great,
good work.
Dude.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh my gosh, props for Ryan Griffin for finishing that interview after eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter is very bad broadcast food. I never eat it before going on the air. So yeah,
he was working on that for a little while. But you know what? He's the man for doing that. You know who else is the man?
Who's that?
Greg Mance. Get to know him. Some fans asked him some questions this week.
From King Little Bear. What two items would you take on an island? Probably some sort of axe so I could, you know, chop down some coconuts maybe if there are any, and like a water bucket so I can, you know, catch the water and drink and survive a little longer. From Spain, are the flames really hot when you run through the tunnel? If you're referring to that picture, I was not actually on fire, but yes, they are quite warm, but you know, the whole stadium's pretty warm, so it's not that bad. From Diego, what's your favorite color? I've always been a blue guy, you know, whether it's button-down shirts or anything else, I've always been blue. That's why I'm happy the Texans are blue. In college, I was blue. I'm a blue guy. From Bryce, do you believe punters are people too? Yes. Leckler would be really mad at me if I said anything else-wise, so absolutely, and they're great guys normally. From Carlos, what's your favorite TV show? Carlos, that's a tough one. I'd go Game of Thrones. Huge fan. Watch it every week when it comes out. Go Khaleesi.
Mark, even these young players, they've really begun to revere Shane Leckler. It doesn't take long.
I thought you were going to say the young players watch Game of Thrones and revere Khaleesi. But yes, Shane Leckler, you must respect Leck.
Leckler or Khaleesi?
Khaleesi.
Jadeveon Clowney steals the mic. Next on Texans Buzz. It's our favorite time of the week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. You know what's fun? Watching college football games with a friend, especially if that friend is of the opposing team. Well, Devin Still and J.J. Watt had a friendly little wager going on, and J.J. put out these lovely clothes for Devin to watch the Big Ten Championship with. Well, check out this hashtag. There's an important clue here because we all know that Wisconsin lost that game. Hashtag stay tuned for his pick. So somebody's going to be paying soon, and you're probably going to see it right here on Likes and Stuff. I can promise you that. All right, next, we're keeping up with Bernardrick McKinney and Jalen Strong. Check out what these two were up to in their shenanigans this week in the Strong Chronicles.
Checking Jalen out the hill. Okay, jump rope.
All right, an age-old question. What's the best dinner spot in Houston? Rookie KJ Dillon wants to know, and he got an answer on Twitter from none other than his teammate Andre Howe. Andre Howe, he's a veteran of the Houston restaurant scene, offered up some great suggestions. I say, hey, Andre, throw in some barbecue and Tex-Mex and you're set. And also, he probably could have just, like, turned to Andre and said, hey, Andre, where should I eat for dinner? But, you know, but we've got Twitter, so that's what that's for. Curtis Drummond, he likes to celebrate birthdays. He doesn't have any kids, so he likes to celebrate his dog's birthday, which is super cute. Draco de Don Drummond. But look at the wrapping on this gift. Is that a toucan? 'Tis the season. We're going to be seeing lots of wrapping paper very soon. Also, holiday lights. And Tom Savage is having a bit of a struggle putting his up. He posted this tweet. Reminds me of Clark Griswold of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. All right, next. What's better than seeing Santa? Christian Covington. Well, maybe not really. Houston Astros mascot Orbit posted this picture. He hung out with both of them and Craig Biggio. They all hung out at a holiday party raising money for the Sunshine Kids. Hey, we love seeing kids smile all year round, but especially during the holidays, and that's going to bring us to our Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Kareem Jackson loves to go shopping, but this week he did it for the kids. He had the help of several of his teammates. They went along for the 2016 Shop with a Jock event. That was Kareem's event. Jadeveon Clowney, Kendall Lamb, Quentin Dimps all posted these pictures of their shopping spree. Kareem's organization kicked off the holiday season, but there'll be lots more to come in the upcoming weeks with the holiday season and players out and about town. So Be sure to keep watching. We're going to have plenty of that right here on Likes and Stuff. And if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it. You know what to hashtag it. Likes and Stuff. And you'll see it on here next week.
I can totally identify with Savage trying to untangle Christmas lights. This is not fun at all. But it was fun to see the kids getting to shop for Christmas.
That's right. And we took a closer look at Kareem Jackson's big shopping spree this week in the community.
Me, it's just all about, you know, giving the kids, you know, something for the holidays, something to have a smile on their face about, you know. I believe all kids should have a Christmas, you know, whether it's spending $100 or whatever the case may be. I think all kids should have something under the tree and something to look forward to in the holidays. I appreciate those guys, you know. We all support one another, you know, regardless of, you know, what each other is doing, what we're going through on the field, you know, off the field, you know, we're a brotherhood.
I'm fucking getting full on. Too many toys.
Man. All right, so look, remember, we can low-key put stuff down here, too, if we get full.
I haven't got nothing.
No mermaids. No dolls. For nobody. Guess not.
That's a question.
Are you famous?
Don't count on it.
Say something to the kids,
Jonathan. Kids, how you doing, man? Hope you're enjoying Christmas.
Hey.
And having a good time shopping on the benefit and behalf of Kareem Jackson.
Hey, from my right-hand man, Jonathan Joseph. Hey. All right. I got one more, baby. Isabella, baby. She says she's ready to talk. Let them have it.
We're at a field trip. Uh-huh. We have $100 and we can buy whatever we want.
Hey, give me some. Did good. Hey, she's like me, a professional.
Brian Cushing was nominated for a big award coming up. Welcome back to the final segment of Texans Buzz. We're so glad you're watching with us. If you missed any of this show, don't worry. It's all on HoustonTexans.com.
Yeah, Greg Mance and Ryan Griffin and all the other great stuff we had on the program today. Go to HoustonTexans.com. And you can also watch what we're about to show you, which is...
Brian Cushing, nominated for a big award this week, Walter Payton Man of the Year. Take a look.
Brian Cushing Foundation, I started 2 years ago, was obviously geared towards military and everything that they're about. And it was something that was near and dear to me, as going back far, as far as my great uncle served in the military. And I have a great deal of respect and knowledge for really what they've gone through, from my uncle to my grandfather to my father, all serving in the military. This past offseason, I was able to go over to Kuwait and Germany for the USO tour and get a better appreciation and understanding of what our military is all about overseas. For me, this was a great opportunity to help both active and retired military back here in the United States, and just really just trying to help them as best as I possibly can. Winning the award would be incredible. I think just anyone nominated, it speaks a lot about that person and what they're all about. This is my 8th year in the NFL. Just the opportunity to give back and help out as much as I possibly can is something I've really taken a great deal to and a better understanding for. The more I'm in the NFL, I understand what charity and foundation is all about, coming directly from our owner and just seeing how charitable he is, and just trying to emulate that as best as I possibly can and be a good person on the field and off the field. You know, this would be obviously a huge deal to me.
Great to see Brian Cushing getting recognized. We always see him out and about doing stuff for the military.
Yes, and you know who else does stuff in the community? Blitz the Dog, not to be outdone. Now, we put the dog on the air because dogs equal ratings, and Blitz is doing great things for Houston.
a game, so now he's tied with me for the lead, just like in the AFC South.
That's right. Three teams tied atop the AFC South. Big weekend, big game tomorrow with the Texans and the Colts.
It is a big game. We're going to get you pumped up. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you back here next week.
None more important than right here in Indianapolis, where the Texans will kick off to the blue-clad Colts, a chance to take over sole possession of first place of the AFC South today.
Every play, give it all you got. Take control of the division today. Give them no chance, no hope, no breathing room. There's one team in this division.